Welcome to Aspire and Achieve with Annie, where every Monday morning, I explore the magic of confidence, self-care, and motivation. Life's challenges, I see them as opportunities to grow and thrive. So get ready for a quick burst of inspiration to kickstart your week. Let's dive in and aspire to achieve together. Welcome to Aspire and Achieve with Annie. I'm Annie Llewellyn, and today we're delving into a topic that touches most, if not all of us, at some point in our lives. Loneliness. It's a feeling that can be challenging to navigate, but it's important to remember that you're not alone in experiencing it. In this episode, we'll explore how loneliness can affect us, offer different perspectives on dealing with it, and share some practical tips to help you feel better. So grab a warm drink, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Loneliness is a universal human experience, regardless of age, gender, or background. It can stem from various factors, including social isolation, life's transitions, or lack of meaningful connections. While it's natural to feel lonely at times, prolonged loneliness can have a detrimental effect on the mental and emotional well-being. It leads to feelings of sadness, anxiety, and low self-worth. Loneliness can be addressed by shifting your perspective. Rather than viewing loneliness as a negative or a shameful experience, try shifting your perspective to see it as an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. Consider loneliness as a signal from your inner self, indicating a need for connection, self-care, or exploration of your interests and passions. Embrace loneliness as an invitation to deepen your relationship with yourself and explore new avenues of personal fulfillment. It's not easy by any means. However, there are a few practical steps you can take to feel better. Number one, reach out to others. Don't hesitate to reach out to friends, family members, or supportive communities when you're feeling lonely. Connect with loved ones through phone calls, video chats, or social activities to cultivate meaningful relationships and combat feelings of isolation. Number two, engage in self-care. Prioritize self-care activities that nurture your mind, body, and spirit. Take time to engage in activities you enjoy, such as reading, listening to music, or practicing mindfulness. Invest in your physical health through exercise, nutritious eating, and adequate rest. Number three, explore new hobbies and interests. Use loneliness as an opportunity to explore new hobbies, interests, or creative pursuits. Engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment, whether it's painting, gardening, or learning a new skill. Embracing your passions can help fill the void of loneliness, and it can expand your sense of self. Number four, volunteer, give back. Find meaning and connection by volunteering your time and skills to support others in need. Engaging in acts of kindness and altruism can foster a sense of purpose, belonging, and connection to your community. Number five, practice mindfulness and self-compassion. Cultivate mindfulness practices such as meditation or deep breathing exercises to quiet the mind and cultivate inner peace. Practice self-compassion by treating yourself with kindness and understanding, acknowledging that it's okay to feel lonely, and offering yourself the same care and support you would give to a friend. Remember, loneliness is a temporary state, and it's okay to seek support and guidance when needed. By changing your perspective, embracing self-care, and fostering meaningful connections, you can navigate loneliness with resilience and emerge stronger and more resilient than before. One note I want to mention here. If you feel that your loneliness has caused a more serious issue, such as a major depression, or if you're having suicidal thoughts, please contact a professional counselor or a therapist and get some help. Or you can call the Suicide Prevention Hotline by simply dialing 988 from any phone for immediate assistance. And there you have it, another episode of Aspire and Achieve with Annie, wrapped in the embrace of inspiration and empowerment. I hope the words shared today have ignited a spark within you, propelling you forward on your journey of self-discovery and achievement. Remember, life is a dance, and even in the rain, there's a rhythm waiting to be discovered. Join me every Monday as we continue this exploration into confidence, self-care, motivation, and the myriad paths to happiness and independence. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate each and every one of you who has embarked on this journey with me. If you find these episodes helpful and wish to support me going forward, you can click the support button. Oh, and please subscribe, leave me a review, and share it with your friends. Until next week, keep dreaming, keep believing, and always remember, your potential is infinite.